January 5, 1921. The true life of the soul done in the divine will is nothing other than the formation of her life in the life of Jesus. Continuing in my usual state, I was praying. And while praying, I intended to enter the divine will. And so, making all that exists in the divine will my own, since nothing escapes it, past, present and future, and making myself crown of all, in the name of all I brought my homage, my love, my reparation, etc. before the divine majesty. Now, my always lovable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, the true life of the soul done in my will is nothing other than the formation of her life in mine, giving my own shape to everything she does. I did nothing but make all the acts I did, both interior and external, fly within my will. I made each thought of my mind fly. And flying over every thought of creature, which all existed in my will, my thought, flying over all, became almost crown of each human intelligence, and brought the homage, the adoration, the glory, the love, the reparation of each created thought to the majesty of the Father. The same with my gaze, my word, my motion, my step. Now, in order to live in my will, the soul must give the shape of my mind to her mind, the shape of my gaze, of my word, of my motion to hers. And by doing this, she loses her shape and acquires mine. She does nothing other than give continuous deaths to the human being and continuous life to the divine will. In this way the soul will be able to complete the life of my will within herself. Otherwise, this prodigy, this shape fully modeled on mine, will never be accomplished completely. Only my will, which is eternal and immense, allows her to find everything. It reduces the past and the future to one single point. And in this one point she finds all the beating hearts, all the living minds, all of my works in it. And the soul, making my will her own, does everything, satisfies for all, loves for all, and does good to all and to each one, as if all were one. Who can ever reach such extent? No virtue, no heroism, not even martyrdom can stand before my will. All remain behind the works done in my will. Therefore, be attentive and let the mission of my will have its fulfillment in you.